We're going to be speaking to Aaron Wolf right now.
Tommy there?
Hey. Hey, hello, Aaron. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Yeah, welcome to Breaking Down the Pressure. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Oh, doing wonderful. I know it's pretty early for you. Appreciate it. I know it's noon here, so I don't know if you're a morning person or not.
Absolutely. When I'm not on the road, I'm getting up as early as I can, man.
Oh,
so
nice.
No worries at all.
Are you a coffee drinker at all?
Yes, sir. Got coffee right here, buddy.
Right on. What's your favorite type of coffee? Or what, man, what are you drinking now, I guess?
I think, I don't know which kind we get. We get some organic stuff from, I think, like Rouse or something. But I always use coconut milk in them.
Nice.
So that's pretty much just pretty simple, kind of boring, but I like to use the old plant products mostly when it comes to my coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Right on. Well,
how about you? What's your favorite coffee?
I like to mix it up. We don't have the selection that you have there as far as like grocery stores and things like that. So usually if I'm out of town or out of state, I'll try to hit Trader Joe's. I like their coffee a lot.
Yeah, everything from Trader Joe's, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We need one in West Virginia. Good, the nearest Trader Joe's to us is about 3 hours away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you ever been to West Virginia before?
No, man, but I want to. I'm sure that within the next, I don't know, probably a year, maybe sooner, maybe a little bit later than that, I'll be out there, though. We're hitting everywhere. This year, I think I'll end up playing like 60 shows or 62 shows.
Yeah, I was going to say, next time you're on the East Coast, you need to hit us up and love to have you.
Yeah, dude, I would love to. I know there's a great scene out there. I love seeing all the independent people that, I mean, really shows like this kind of make up the fabric of our entire scene, whether it's the people that we're crashing with when we come through certain cities or the, you know, independent festivals that are coming up. They're going to give people chances. So I definitely look forward to getting to, I guess, I don't know if that's really Northeast, but we did spend a lot of time in Florida this year.
Uh-huh.
So I've been out that way, but I definitely plan on making it up there. Who are, what are some of the venues and stuff out there that you guys recommend? Where do you ever go to shows out there?
Yeah, for reggae shows, there's not a whole lot here. We're trying to change that. We have a club downtown called the Empty Glass, world famous Empty Glass. It's been there for a long time. They have pretty good reggae shows locally. So yeah, maybe we can get you there.
Right on, buddy.
Yeah, we'll be talking a lot more about that, I'm sure. Speaking of which, you just came off of a tour, the Wolfalific tour.
How'd that go? It was a journey, man. It was it was kind of a mix of shows. My agent, he books for some other bands, and one of them is Mike Pinto. And I had done a show in Utah last April on 420. I flew out to Salt Lake City. That's where I'm actually from originally. Oh. And I did a support tour, a support date with him in a city called Ogden. And just from meeting Mike and then just kind of our mutual contact through Tim, my agent, I was able to get on some support gigs for him. So I did just me as part of the Wolfalific tour, just solo acoustic dates in California with Mike Pinto. And then I had one with Sideways that we did.
Nice.
And then Olific, myself, Matt of the Forest, and the rest of our band, we ended up kind of basically combining into one car. We played Reggae Rise Up, went to Utah after that again. That was just our headline show, so no mic on that one. Then we did Ogden again. Then we did Moab, Utah, New Mexico, Colorado, Denver, and Pueblo. And then from there, we actually drove the minivan all the way to Florida.
Wow.
And at that point, we connected with Mike and them again for 5 shows. So all in all, I think it was around 20 shows that I played, but it was from like September, kind of like the middle to the end of September till the end of October. So put some miles on the old van, but it was cool getting to play. That was my second festival this year. That was kind of one of the main festivals people in this circuit go to. I played Dry Diggings in August.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And so those were all kind of like on the one tour poster. But I had a couple weeks in between a couple of the legs. If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure you're glad to be home for a little while. And then you next week, I think you kick off the last run of shows for the year.
Yeah. So definitely always good to be home. It's funny because when we're home, we want to get out on the road. And then we're out on the road, we want to get home.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like that Seinfeld episode about where he's like, this is going out. We made it. Now we're out. Then we should get back.
Right. No, exactly. I can definitely relate to that. Yeah.
I'm home here for a bit, and then I have like you said, five more shows here starting from the 15th of November till the, I guess it'd be four more shows, the 19th, 15th, 16th, 17th, nope, five shows, the 19th. So we're doing a bunch of Cali dates again. I'm trying to revisit certain cities and like regionally hit them a few times a year. And so upon kind of releasing each single, we've been trying to be out on the road and out on tour.
Right.
So we did that with Moving On, and then now we're just doing it with Lena again. So excited to get that going. And then I always try to do like acoustic shows and stuff in the winter to help keep the bills rolling.
Yeah, definitely.
So anybody wants to fly me out to wherever you live and do that, let me know.
Well, we'll definitely work
on that.
Yeah,
the tour was great, man. It was cool to be out there with Derek on the violin and Brendan, and just kind of like seeing it progress, you know?
Yeah, I've been following you for, I'd say, I don't know, 3-4 years, and it's great to see the progression of where you've come from. I mean, I know it's been a rough journey, I'm sure, but it's great to see you finally getting that, you know, recognition and getting, being able to tour and play these festivals and things and actually get your name out there. And glad to have you on this show, try to help, you know, get you some West Virginia exposure. Actually, well, going back, so if people that aren't familiar with your music, you know, where did you kind of get started in the whole music industry?
Yeah, definitely. So it's kind of funny. I've always kind of in my mind been a musician, and my goal that I've always been working toward, even since I was like 12 years old, was to do this. The way things end up working out is they kind of are, I think our journeys, if we have something in our heart, sometimes we think they'll end up one way, but they end up another. So to kind of keep it really short is I did a different style of music for a while. I was really, and I say different, but now it's kind of all merging. I did a lot of hip hop music. I grew up in Salt Lake City, and then I went and I traveled and did sales for like 10 years, and I ran outside sales teams. So that ended up kind of getting me exposed to the South, and I ended up living down there in Augusta, Georgia, and I spent a lot of time in Atlanta working on music. And I had run, like I said, I was running sales teams, and basically I've always made music, but I was really inspired early on by the reggae scene. I kind of missed everything after Slightly Stupid and like Revolution because I was in the South and I was into a different genre. But when I moved back here to open a solar company, and then that solar company ended up basically it becoming a different opportunity elsewhere, I stayed and I realized that I was in the same place that Slightly Stupid is from. And there's these bands called Stick Figure and the Dirty Heads and all these different bands, right? So after years of not really even playing my guitar and just rapping and working on that kind of stuff, which I ended up never actually releasing this big project that I worked on, but that's a story for another day. But after that, I realized I was here, and that's where I kind of like, you know, luckily ended up in this, the radius of the people that I've been meeting. And through the pandemic, I met Derek and Olific at like a backyard show. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know that Olific was who he is, you know, right. Like introduced himself as Brandon. He's like, hey, I'm Brandon. And like later on, I find out, I'm like, what? Music's dope. So, it's kind of just been something I've always wanted to do, being from Utah and stuff. And then being in the South where there's a music scene, but it's more like a, I don't know, it doesn't feel the same as this scene does where you're, you know, you have access to all the people in it and stuff. And I don't know if that was just kind of a shift with the shutdowns and everything where that became more of a possibility to be at, you know, at these places with these artists. But for some reason, San Diego is just like, it's been the perfect spot for me to kind of get into it. And I've been really lucky to meet a lot of cool friends that have been, you know, in my corner and supporting me through it. So it's really been a long, long journey, kind of leading up perfectly to here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, sounds like you're definitely in a good area for, I mean, the scene, the whole San Diego and, well, Southern California scene. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure it can get a little overwhelming too, because I'm sure there's, I mean, it can get kind of flooded with reggae artists. Well, not so. It's nice that you're able to break out of that and have your own vibe going on. It's pretty cool.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's a lot. It's really easy for us to, whenever we see something that's good that we like to want to emulate it. And I think maybe that was one of the advantages for me is that I didn't really hear a lot of this music for like while all the bands that are really big right now were coming up. I was listening to like Young Jeezy and. You know what I'm saying? It's totally different music.
Yeah.
But then I played my guitar since I was 12, and I used to love like Jack Johnson and like I said, Stupid and
right.
Sublime and all these different kind of mismatch of different genres and feels. So definitely lucky to be from San Diego, though, for sure. There's so many good people here, you know?
Yeah, so when you're writing songs, does it pretty much start on the acoustic guitar, or how does the creative process work for you?
Yeah, usually, so it kind of in that same, I guess, along that same vein of me doing things without really knowing all the details. That's how it worked with like networking stuff. I'd meet people. I wouldn't really know how awesome they were. And so I treat them like regular people, right? Mm-hmm. With music, as opposed to being like starstruck, whatever. With music, I learned shapes when I was writing, when I was learning the guitar.
Right.
So I how I wrote my first songs, I would took parts of an Incubus song, parts of a Jack Johnson song, just the shapes of my hands. And then I move them around at different spots till I find something that like creates emotion inside of me. Yeah. And so now I know a little bit more about music, but it's kind of the same thing. So I'll just mess around with chords, and once I feel a chord that I like feel something, you know, then I hear lyrics. I don't really hear the lyrics necessarily. I hear like maybe one phrase, or they call it like scat. So like ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da, you know. And so I'll hear that stuff, and then it's like little flashes of words will come, and I gotta like capture them, you know. But usually we'll start with a chord progression, whether it's on a guitar or keys. I very seldom write lyrics effectively as I can unless I have music, because music, like the emotion, kind of creates what I'm gonna write about. I guess, if that makes sense.
That makes
kind of big, but
that makes total sense. Speaking of which, right now we're going to play your brand new single that just dropped yesterday. We'll talk about the single after we play it. You want to introduce it real quick, and we'll talk right afterward.
Yes, y'all. This is Aaron Wolf out of San Diego, California, and this is me and Alific's new song, Lean In, featuring Man of the Forest.
As the water flows into the ocean from the peaks of mountains taller, far for, cause it just begin. Life will come with pain, it ain't gonna keep a real one down. No more trouble, more gross, all I ever see. What's the cost of all the thoughts of what you should have did? Other side of fear is everything that would have went. Eyes wide open, lines saying what you can do, what you love. I know that I'm fighting with an all I need it till I find my way. As long as I go ahead to my uncertainty suddenly makes certain it should be arranged, yeah. Whoa, oh, the darkness I find it. I'm looking back into silence and I keep singing. Renew, 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 renew. I said, yo, do ya, just keep pushing through. Renew, 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 renew. I said, yo, do, man, just keep pushing through. Renew, 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 renew. I said, yo, do not, just keep pushing. Bounce around, yeah. Keep pressing forward. She rides the sunrise, she's dead like the sky. See it, mind if I don't see your face when the day begin. Knowing that you come my way and you see it in me. Lift me up when I was down, not suffering. What's the cost of all the thoughts of what you should have did? The other side of fear is everything new to win. Eyes wide open, lies saying what you can do with this love. I know that I'm fighting when I know I need it till I find my way. But I love this up and then down as much hard as you take, yeah. Whoa, oh, uncertainty suddenly makes certain they should be arranged, yeah. Oh, oh, in the darkness I find. Remember when pain helped me take care of passing. I just want this message to fall and ring peace on the ears of those falling down stranded. I know there are many out there who are struggling more, yeah, deep on the last breath. Rooted through suffering into the ground. I watch my thoughts as they all bounce around, yeah, yeah. We start to sing. Renew, 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 renew. I said, yo, do ya, just keep pushing through. Renew, 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 renew. I said you do, man, just keep pushing through. Renew, 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 renew. I said you they all bounce around. Keep pressing forward.
That was a brand new single from Aaron Wolf, Lean In, featuring Olific and Man of the Forest. Aaron, are you still there?
Yes, yes.
Yes, thank you. That was amazing. Can you tell us a little about the new single?
Yeah, man. So whenever I think about the song, Lean In, it kind of, I wanted it to kind of capture the spirit of looking at challenges that we all face as an opportunity to rise above whatever it is holding us back.
Right.
I think we all sometimes get lost in the fact that we have the ability to seek progress. Like one of the lines I talk about, like a water flowing downhill. I was writing that to symbolize like the, I guess, like the pursuit of growth and the refusal to be held back. So whenever I write things like this, it's usually I'm either coming from a place where I'm having a hard time or I'm really feeling good. And so it kind of was written to inspire me or whoever else is listening to embrace the challenges that come our way and just turning toward, you know, progressing each day with unwavering resolve. I think if we do that, we align ourselves with like the natural way that the universe works. And I think that it helps us find the strength to overcome certain obstacles. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, that's what I love about your music is your lyrics. I mean, are extremely conscious and positive. And it's not always, you know, sugar-coated, like, you know, life is so great. You know, it's like how to overcome struggles. And while life gets tough, how do you deal with those situations and make it up, turn it into a positive situation, I guess. And that's what I really,
absolutely,
you know, like about your music. It's,
thank you,
it's very inspiring. And especially there's so much negativity out there in the world. And so it's great to hear, you know, somebody speak about, you know, their own personal struggles and how they turned it around and, you know, look at the bright side of things and not just the negative. So
thank you, man.
That's one good thing. I mean, you've been doing that for a long time. And are you still doing the Drives and Good Vibes series?
First of all, thank you, bro, for those kind words. Yeah. That's all I could ever.
Sorry,
didn't
mean to change.
No, that's all.
Ears there for a second.
No, that's all I could ever hope for.
Made me think of something, though.
No, it's awesome. It's really all that I could ever hope for. So that means a lot to me. I appreciate it. Right. I as far as Drives and Good Vibes go, man, that was something I was so excited about doing, and we started it like right at the same time everything with the pandemic happened.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was doing the video with me has autoimmune issues, and so we ended up stopping that segment.
Oh, wow.
But you know, what was cool about it is, and the reason I still have them all up and stuff is because that was one of the first times that I met a lot of these artists, you know.
Yeah.
So I definitely foresee myself doing something similar in the future.
Yeah, no, I've watched every single one of them. And we had Cat Hall on the show last year, and she was talking about you. And I'm a big Cat Hall fan as well. But
she's awesome. That's who I went to Florida with the first part of the year. She and I did that, the Vikings for My People tour together. So
yeah,
she's definitely the homie.
Super cool and amazing musician in her own right. But yeah, that was probably my favorite episode when you and Cat Hall. And then you guys went down and made all those signs to get people to, you know, honk and things, you know, about keeping things positive. So I found that very inspiring.
Thank you, man. Yeah, that was a fun day. It's one of those things where I think just in different timing, that probably would have been able to keep going. But I'm still glad that we did it because so many people still reach out about it. And it was actually just one of those things where we wanted to kind of just shift the focus toward other stuff, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So by doing that, we had other people say, oh, hey, I went and did that too, and similar things. So it was cool, man.
Yeah, no, he definitely is very important. Yeah, hopefully inspired a lot of other people to do similar things. But yeah, I know it needed to do that here.
right.
But yeah, so back to the new single. So is there any... any plans on a, EP or full-length album coming up in the works? Or
definitely, yeah. So Olific and I are working on, we're basically putting out a project together. He's producing it. It's all the songs that I've written, and it is called Running on Hope.
Oh, nice.
And we got one more single. This is the first time anyone knows what the name of the album is, by the way. I just dropped on your show.
Oh, thank you. I feel honored.
So this is the second single off of it. And then, yeah, we're basically going to be releasing that next year. I'll have another tour in the springtime of next year around that. But yeah, dude, we got them coming. We're just getting going. With Olific producing it, it's like, if I could, I'd literally just sit in a room all day, every day with him. And that's the goal. That's what we're getting to, right? But for now, we're kind of, it's just us pushing us. So yeah, we don't really have the foundation to just take months and months off of life and do that. But it's cool because the more that we go out and travel, the more that we see the response. And luckily with his music is amazing. He has a lot of people already following him for it.
Right.
So it's something that we're all kind of coming together where, you know, maybe all of us on our own don't have every piece needed, but if we all kind of come through and work together, you hear Derek's harmonies on those songs. It's like things can be better if we all bring our best to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so super excited just to hear, just to have everybody hear what the three of us do. And also shouts out to my friend Andreas. Sosex is his producer name. He and I actually recorded Lean In maybe 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. And then we just ended up not really doing anything else with it. And when I showed it to Olific, he liked certain parts that he used. And so he actually played my friend Andreas played the keys and the bass on that song. So we kept the keys and the bass for that. And it's really cool, man. I love collaborating with people. I love the effect of, I love how it feels to work on something and then see people get to hear it, you know? So again, I appreciate the kind words and really just an opportunity to get on here and have my music be heard by a few more people or a lot more people or whatever comes of it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know it's a lot of work putting out an album. I'm just anxious to, I'm a big vinyl record collector, so I'm just anxious to have a 12-inch piece of vinyl that says Aaron Wolf on it. So, I know it's a lot of money, but then when you think about it, I mean, I know hopefully it'll pay off and you can get out in record stores, and then when you go out on tour, a piece of tangible music for the fans to take home with them.
Oh, well, man, at the end of the day, though, like the way that a model, at least I'm operating off of, is if that's what you want, it takes however many thousands of people just like you to purchase things and so that I can do this,
right.
You know,
right.
to help fund. And so that's the beauty of right now is that, you know, people can directly fund their favorite artists by buying merch and sharing their shit online.
Right.
All the stuff and it's a weird thing to even say. I want to replace the N, like November, with an M, like Mary Sam's. It's the collective buying power that determines which artists succeed or which ones don't. And so if people go to work and they make whatever and they have an extra couple $100 at the end of the week and they choose to go to a concert with that and support their favorite artists, those are the things that, you know, keep it going. So when I hear people who like my music and have followed me for a long time say they like a vinyl, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I'm going to look into that, bro. And there's the other side of it. There's the other side of it with, you know, just with finances. Like, if I have a certain capital and I have to get other merch too, but it's cool to see that, you know, as an artist, you can just hear what people want by just asking them.
Yeah.
A lot of artists right now do a really good job of that. So what bands do you have vinyls from right now?
Which do I? I've got a lot. A few thousand, but,
Oh, damn. Really? Okay, cool. All right.
But, I mean, most, reggae wise, I think the last thing have you ever heard that? Well, do you collect records at all?
I haven't. No.
Okay.
No, I'm interested though.
Well, I'm sure there's some great record stores where you live, but I'm sure you have an expensive living, so I'm sure finding money for records, they're not cheap anymore. It's definitely, it's good to see the resurgence, but it's definitely spiked the prices up over the last 7 years or so, but I always like to find a good deal. But if you're a Jack Johnson fan, a few months back, Lee Scratch Perry, before he passed away, worked on a Jack Johnson dub album, which I think it's just called Jack Johnson in Dub.
Oh, dude, I think I saw that. I think I saw that.
You should check that out. I think you would.
I think I saw that. I want to say that I saw that because there's these dudes in a band called Stepadelic.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they have a podcast, right? Is it a Conversation in Dub or something?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think maybe they had him on. I was like, what? I don't know. Maybe not. I might be shit, but...
Right.
I know those guys from Olific too. The guy, the dude Kev from that band, he's the one that plays drums with Olific whenever he does his full band. Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'll look into that, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna have to do some market research outside of this call and text you some questions if I have it.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll definitely keep in touch. But speaking about your funding and merch and things like that, how can our listeners, find out more about your music and get in touch with you and see about, what you're up to and buy merch and things like that?
Oh, for sure. So everything related to me, you can go to AaronWolfMusic.com. And if you want to go basically just to there, there's a tab for shows. There's a tab for shop. So you can even just do AaronWolfMusic.com/shop and that'll go to my merch. But you can just go to my website. On Instagram, I'm @AaronWolf_music. And then, of course, follow Spotify and all that. I have a Wolfpack Facebook group. So if you type in the Aaron Wolfpack on there, you can find all of our friends in that. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure you'll see me. I'll do my very best to be top of mind. But I hope I can get out there to some of those surrounding cities and even in your city play some shows soon, man.
Yeah, definitely make that happen. I probably need to wrap it up. But you want to give any shout outs?
Absolutely. Yeah, shout out to Olific, Man of the Forest. Shout out to you, Tom, for having me.
Thank you.
Symphonic Distribution for helping us out with the distro on this album, and all of my people and my fans, friends, for continuing to support us. Then we'll for streaming the new record. Go save it, share it, tag me when you do. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you for being on the show. It's been an honor. Yeah, it's great talking to you. We'll definitely have to do this again. Yeah.
Bye, brother. Until next time.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun on your last run of shows, and we'll congratulations on all your successes. And we'll talk to you soon, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, take care, Aaron. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good day. Bye, everyone.